My name is Mark Followill. You're listening to another dumb podcast. These guys are freaking morons.
Another dumb podcast. No, I like it. It's not dumb.
It's called another dumb podcast.
That makes sense. So you could have just said, I'm doing another dumb podcast.
Yeah. Again, basketball dumb guy over here. Sorry.
On the dumb podcast.
You want to come say hi? This is my friend Brett.
Hi, Brett.
Hey, Nora. I don't know. You got anything on your mind right now? Hold on. Let's pretend
apparently, Dan and Jake, there's a chance they may sign a contract.
Is that your insider sources?
No, it's all over Twitter.
That's so stupid.
Well, the hosts are starting to talk about it, and they're saying, hold out hope.
Well, let me tell you,
Corby signed off saying there's still a chance.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I heard that.
I don't think there really is.
Let me break this down for everybody. There's no hope. I'm not trying to be rude or anything, there's almost no hope.
Okay. I agree.
There's no chance. It's gone too far, you know?
Yeah. I was telling Ray. He's like, this seems like a lot like Bob and Dan when they were going through theirs. No. So I'm like,
way different.
I don't think they were ever off the air.
Okay, let me remember this right. You remember?
I'll tell you what I remember. You tell me if I'm wrong. They did Summer Bash on Friday.
Yes, you and me were there.
They thought they were Gonzo, and then by Sunday night they had a contract.
Exactly, and they took Monday off.
More to just kind of decompress, right? Like the deal was done,
and they were back on Tuesday. They've been gone three fucking weeks.
Yeah, like, I think some of that was vacation. I think their contract actually ended June 30th.
Yeah, that was most likely what it was. But now it's been
so long.
But
I'm sure talks started even before Norm. Because here's my theory.
This is 6 months ago. I understand. And yeah, this is 6 months ago kind of thing where.
Here's what my speculation is. That the Suits wanted Dan and Jake to go 10-3 without taking really all that much more money. And they said, bullshit.
I understand that. But I think there's maybe something to that. But honestly, I think it has to do with Dan and Jake being absolutely fed up with Cumulus. I mean, you have to understand just how dumb. I mean, you wanting to do these type of things, and then you're just like, you know what? Do you realize that we could just go off on our own? We know all these advertisers. You can instead of working as a middleman where you have a bunch of sales guys that get all these ads, you develop a relationship as a host, and then they take this huge cutoff of what you could be getting. You get that small smidgen of it. Okay. So now instead of doing that, you can just go on your own. Maybe they do a Patreon, which Patreon's been a hot and cold kind of thing where I think it's a small percentage that I've actually seen how some people go into Patreon and they do really well. And I've seen some, they go, yeah, we ended the Patreon. We were making almost nothing on it. It was embarrassing, you know?
We've had discussions on it.
It's a bad idea.
No, yeah. I agree it is, because I'm like, what would we put on Patreon that we wouldn't just release to the general public?
Well, it's just, again, dude, if you're looking for a money grab and, you know, other things like that, it's fine. But, dude, it's a small percentage of the dudes that are actually making good money at it.
IJB does okay.
Dude, they are actually surprisingly successful. Like, I remember when we had TC on, and I was literally kind of like, Sam, oh, what do you got? Like a few, 100. Dude, they had a lot of subscribers, a lot more than I ever thought. I'm like, dude.
I saw they're pulling in 4,000 a month.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
That's insane. And even percentages taken off, that's a good, not a side hustle. That was like a.
It's a nice compliment.
That's a good amount of money.
Because because they take $5 a month from me.
Which is nothing. Like, you wouldn't even, like, if you, like, someone took, yeah, $5 it wouldn't even be worth you. Me.
It would cost me more money and time and energy to go in and unsubscribe.
It's nothing.
But I listened to all the episodes still. So,
yeah. But I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, if you could make similar amount of money, and it's not like, who is this? Oh, it's Brandon. I don't know how long it'll let us talk if Brandon's on. Hello, Brandon.
Well, I don't have much time.
I know. Brandon's going to take your time, and then we'll talk with Brandon at the end of it. Because you're so...
I guess we can... What the hell?
So fucking
I guess
busy.
We can talk about the stars now.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the big story going on right now.
That's the big news of the day.
Yeah. Brandon can't even get his damn mute button off, but whatever.
Okay, so we don't have to talk about stars yet.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But I don't know. Here's the pathetic part. Like, and I sympathize with this, but I also realized how big of a mo I was. Like, whenever, like, Bob and Dan, if they would have left and gone to the fan, I bet I could have just listened to the fan, and maybe they would eventually just have come back to the ticket, or you don't know what that is.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too, because... Nobody listens to the fan anymore.
No. I don't know a lot of people that do.
And I don't know if... I guess if Bob and Dan had come over, that could have been the domino to fall. And then maybe they have, Saroy and Danny, and it's kind of Ticket 2.0.
Yeah.
Kind of like what the... And then the freak may never happen.
No. But regardless, though, you have to look at what's going on with them and what's that company called now? I like, just deleted the app the other day because I was like, I've never
Susquehanna?
Listened. No, it's not Susquehanna. It's what...
iHeart.
It's what CBS Radio got bought out by, and now...
iHeart Radio.
Odyssey.
Oh.
No, it's not Odyssey. It's not you're just naming bullshit that's not it.
No, we're not. It's like Odyssey or iHeart.
No, it's not Odyssey. It's not iHeart. It's like Anchor, not Anchor. That's what we're on.
Oh, Spotify.
No, it's not Spotify. I fucking hate you. But, you know, that's the reason why, like, Jeff Kavanaugh left, because he was like, dude, you know, I just want to not... Okay, I'll talk sports
Napster.
All day. Yeah, Bear Share,
LimeWire.
Yeah, no,
you're just, Zanga.
Now you're just naming social media. You're just naming social media.
Maybe it's that private equity firm that bought Whataburger.
Yeah, it's Chicago. It's a Chicago firm. They're out of Chicago. A bunch of Yankees up in Chicago.
Are Chicagians Yankees?
No, I'm just being ignorant on purpose. Just being ignorant on purpose.
No, I mean, they're Cubs and Western. White Sox, right? That's what we call them.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they call them, do people from New York call, like, Chicago people, like, rednecks or something? I don't know.
Cubs.
No, I don't know. I was about to say something really bad. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just, I sympathize in the fact that these people are real upset about, you know, Dan and Jake leaving, but at the same time, like, you could just go listen to them somewhere else and they'll probably.
I don't think it's automatic they go to the freak.
I don't think that is either. And
that's what everybody's saying. Like, they'll be on the freak.
And I say they can be on the freak, but also at the same time, I'm hearing sources that they're just going to go off and do a podcast.
And I will subscribe to that. I will pay them money to hear it.
I think I would pay money too. Day one, Dan and Jaker. I don't know, but I just. I just really pissed off as far as, like, I don't understand this business that just realizes that everyone else around them is growing and they just go, you know what, we're just going to keep doing the same old shit that we've always done and just hope it keeps going on, you know?
Well, I have a question. Did Jake ever get his raise after being a host?
I think he did.
Yeah, I mean, I think he had to sign a full-on contract.
Well, when he was named a host, they kept his pay the same.
Really? Okay. Do you know this as...
Y'all didn't know that?
Okay, is this privileged information that you have now?
No.
Okay.
But I don't think so.
I can't imagine he got paid the same amount that he did when he was a producer.
He did during, because they did a COVID spending freeze, and I don't know if that ever got rectified.
Well, I remember there was a part where he thought he was, I remember speaking that he literally thought he was going to be off the air and, like, gone, because they couldn't get a contract going, which I hope I'm remembering that correctly and I'm not speaking out of turn here.
And he just, so is it he just settled for producer pay to be a host?
Hmm. I think we're kind of talking out of pocket a little bit, and I don't.
No, I know that. I know that. That's a fact. When he first started as a host.
Yeah.
When he first started as a host, he had producer pay.
That must have been a real kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
I hope they were like, well, we're going to get you a car. you remember how, like,
now back then, you know, at the time, 2020, 2021. He did tell me that, but I was reminded of that on Twitter today. Somebody.
Okay.
So he must have mentioned it at some point.
Yeah. That's terrible. Because, you know, producers are paid, I think, $28,000 a year. Like,
yeah, it's bad.
Like, terrible money. You know, and a host should be making around a six-figure income, usually.
Yeah, if you're... I think what Kavanaugh said, if your name is on the show, you're making enough money to live a good life.
For sure. And if you're not on the show, you're definitely, like, doing pizzas at, you know, delivering pizzas at night kind of thing.
You're driving Uber.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
DoorDash.
Yeah, you're doing.
Or you have a rich wife.
I probably waited behind you a couple of years ago to pick up food.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't do that now.
So, I don't know. I'm glad Brandon's doing better. But
more for Amazon, though.
Does seeing current day Mark McLemore make you feel old?
Do what?
I'm watching Rangers postgame.
Oh, okay.
Current day Mark McLemore makes me feel like I'm 100, because I distinctly remember watching him play baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Are you telling me Black has indeed cracked?
No, he looks good.
Oh, okay.
But... he's old.
Well, so it did crack, though.
Well, I remember watching Steve Buscemi play baseball for the Rangers and Cubs. So
yeah, you're older than me then.
I know.
You don't remember? You don't remember Steve Buscemi's Rangers?
I don't remember a day of Steve Buscemi.
He was a real Pittsburgh guy. Okay.
Who is the first baseball player, like, you were a big fan of?
Nolan Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were a pitcher. Boring.
Okay.
Odubi McDowell.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Especially when I found out that we shared birthdays.
Well, mine was Ruben Sierra.
I thought yours was Dean Palmer.
That was my first, like, legit favorite player. But that wasn't until I was a little older. I'm talking when I was, like, 3 or 4 years old.
No, yeah, Ruben Sierra would probably be a pretty good big one. That or Juan Gonzalez.
I just remember I had my T-ball set in the backyard, and I'd hit a ball over the fence, and I would announce Ruben Sierra hit a home run.
Okay, if I ever get in the same room with you, Jacob, I'll have to show you the video of me 3 years old mimicking Julio Franco.
There you go.
That's a pretty good
one. That's a good one.
That's a pretty
good one. Yeah, I don't know why. I liked Ruben Sierra. Like, from the first days of watching baseball, Ruben Sierra caught my eye. But then when I was old enough to actually have a legit favorite player, it was Dean Palmer.
Is the rumor of Julio Franco practicing hitting with specialty donuts on his bat a real thing?
I don't know the story.
The story is that he had a bag, and he had these donuts specially made. One that goes towards the top of the bat, towards the just above the meat of the bat, and then another one that goes just below the meat of the bat. So he would swing with this heavy ass bat, and he would try to only hit in that sweet part of the bat, and that's how he got such his bat's speed was so fast.
He did have incredible bat speed.
Yeah. So, and that was also the rumor that you would, whatever that batting cage was in Grand Prairie back in the day. This is a long time. This might have been before you got in town, but there used to be a batting cage that was not too far away from the ballpark in Arlington. That they say Julio Franco would just be in the batting cage next to you. Which
that's not the one we'd go to. For baseball practice on rainy days.
Maybe.
What was that one called?
Dude, I couldn't tell you. It's just not on my mind, but I remember this batting cage.
We used to live there in high school.
Like Avenue K or J or something like that.
No. There was that one, but there was also the one closer by.
Yeah.
It was more by Arlington High.
Oh, that was a totally different. That was the one by the Arlington Heat would play with the
yes
with
David Acton.
David Acton, yeah, and Chris Gay. That was a different guy.
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyways, we digress. So I don't know, dude. I just find ticket P1s to be quite pathetic now. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but
dude, they are a bunch of crybabies. Like
they're very sad.
And look, I know Dan was in my mentions all day, but I never even saw his tweets, so I'm not talking about him.
Oh, we're talking about Dan. Dan's pathetic to us right now. Not the Dan, but the under.
Well, I tried.
No, I'm just gonna call
no,
it
for
out.
Real though. I didn't see his tweets.
Like, calm down. Like, okay, and I'm not trying to be mean about it, but like, Jacob had the best tweet today. Was just like, guys, I've given up on the station a long time ago. Like, we used to be, me and Jacob were hardcore ticket listeners. We're like, if you listened to another station that wasn't the ticket, we thought you were dumb. Like, we would not respect you, you know? Is that accurate?
Yeah, and it's not, and I don't want that to sound like I don't listen to the ticket, I still do. It's just a different, it's not the same attack.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, for you, you listen a hell of a lot more than I do. I guess I've listened.
I do. I saw somebody say today, and this applied to me, it was, I autonomously tune into the ticket like olds tune into Wheel of Fortune.
That's pretty good.
And that's me. It's like a habit thing.
Yeah, but I remember, like, it'd be like an automatic thing about I get into the truck or whatever, it has to be on at all times. Where now I'm like, no, I have so many other things to listen to. I'm not trying to like pump up this podcast, because I'm not. This podcast is even more pathetic than P1s. Okay, let me just suffice this. This podcast is quite pathetic. But at least
we do this for our own good. Yeah, we don't give a damn about the listeners.
No, we don't at all. We, you know, whatever. But we even compete with the ears in the world with the ticket, and that's
cover all bases.
Yeah, I mean, your podcast, the post came
years. That was the name of the batting cage.
Cover all bases. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to tie that loose end.
Shout out to the cover all bases. And yep. I think there was another one, but we'll try to.
There is. I'm gonna look that one up now.
Yeah, look that one up now, and then we'll cover that one too. But
okay,
you know, there's just so many things to listen to. I mean, I'm listening to another audiobook. I'm listening to other random podcasts, YouTube videos. I mean, to get to the ticket sometimes is They got to be talking about something I really want to hear, be it some sports thing or some type of thing going on. That's the only reason.
Yeah, the only exception to me is when I wake up in the morning, I'm really not in the mood for a podcast that requires a lot of, you know,
thinking.
Like I have to pay attention, and there's no break. So I'll throw on the musers and then I can tune out if I am bored, or I really enjoy the Gordon segments usually.
No, that's always a now know, ODEC or the news or yeah. That type of thing.
At 10 o'clock, I've had my coffee and I'm ready for a podcast. True. So bye bye, Norm and Donnie.
Yeah.
But then I love Hang Zone. So I will listen to all 3 hours of the Hang Zone, God willing.
God willing. Well, I mean, I really
and then
wish
that
I could
leads
do
me that. Into that leads me into the hard line, which I'll stick with until, you know, either I'm at the gym or I get home and I'm ready to watch, you know, Ted Lasso or something. So then I turn off the. I don't listen to all the hard line. I may listen to them up until about 5:30 or so.
Really?
And I then mean, at night, like. While I'm trying to go to sleep, I'm throwing on a podcast.
Wow.
Like this one.
Like this dumb podcast.
I usually don't like to listen to myself as I'm going to sleep. That's just a little too matrixy for me.
Jacob has never listened to... I think he listened to this podcast once.
No, maybe I twice. Listened to the one we did about whatever it was we talked about.
Okay. That's vague. Was it the you said you listened to one of the COVID episodes?
Well, that was a long time ago. I listened to more than you think.
Yeah. Well, it's always I have to listen to some of it. I like just doing editing. You try to listen sparingly. I'm like, did I say a bad word? And that's it. That's it. So, I don't know. I just. I'm interested to see. I would say don't hold on hope that Dan and Jake are staying. I would say pretty much I would put that pretty minuscule. I hate that Corby and even Dan was giving some hope to some of the Reddit people on the ticket.
Right? I wonder if they're texting Dan and Jake and those two are kind of getting, you know, second thoughts a little bit.
I would say, you know, it's like there was those things whenever the only correlation you could actually give is that Bob and Dan were cohorted.
Cohorted?
I think they were. I think they were influenced by some of the ticket guys whenever they were going through it. I mean, there was real big money from what I mean. If you listen to the podcast I had with Dan, he was like, there was some legit money, like I could pay the house off type money, you know? So that's nothing to just bat away at.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they took pay cuts to stay, you know, like that's wild.
Well, I think a lot of it was stability too.
Yeah,
because the ticket wasn't going to go anywhere, but the fan, you don't know.
You don't know. I mean, honestly, I think with any, I mean, even the ticket, someone who was commenting today just of like, I hate the weirdness of like, we're not going to talk about this. And that's what's kind of even weird about the ticket. Like back in the day.
Yeah, I hate it too.
Back in the day, you know, Grego stuff would come up and they're like, all right, well, we got to talk about this now. And, you know, all this stuff. And I like that. You know, it was kind of like that realness of like, yo, we can't just let this elephant in the room just exist. We have to address these things, you know? Whereas now they're just like, yeah, we're just never going to address anything as far as Danny, as far as Saroy's, all these other things, you know, the competing, not quote unquote competing radio station, which I've heard some news today that maybe the Freak isn't exactly, you know, as hot as maybe we would think they are, but they're, you know, we could see it through ratings, but apparently they might have a short.
I don't think they care about ratings right now.
I think they do and they don't. Startup. I think they do and they don't. From what I'm hearing, you know, the whole thing was that they were trying to bring in enough sponsors that maybe don't even care about some of these ratings things. But at the end of the day, when you're pitching a sponsor and you go, hey, we're going to get this many ears on our radio station, and then you really, you might jump on it like initially, but at the end of the day, you're going to go, okay, I'm paying this money to get to this many ears, and you're not bringing me those ears. Does that make sense? And I think some of that's going to go, some of that's going to go away eventually, and they're going to be like, well, fuck me. We're paying you guys a pretty large salary for a lot of this talent. This is going to have to, I don't know. I'm interested to see, because apparently some of my insider sources say in the revenue reports for the Freak are actually not that great. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, but it's a startup.
I get that, but they're still a company.
Or did they did they overestimate the impact Reiner would have?
That's I kind of think they did.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Because I it's interesting to see. I think they've definitely
I think the batting cage in North Arlington is RIP.
Oh yeah, it's definitely dead.
Okay, well, I'm over here looking for it like a madman.
Oh, dude. I mean, I thought you were like looking through like the archives of old batting cage in
no.
90s, early cover 2000s.
Coverall Bases is alive and well. They're closed right now, though.
Well, I mean, tonight. You think there's like dudes just hitting balls at 10:30? I will research that later of the old batting cage. But
all right, boys, I gotta sign off pretty quick, so okay. Hit me with your quick hits.
Well, I just, do you have any final thoughts?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not really. I mean, I would say, like, I do love the drama around this.
it has been a fun day,
dude. And Dan and Corby and the Muse is gonna be left holding a bag.
Are you talking about Dan Bennett? What do you mean?
Bob, sorry.
I was like, Dan's gone. Are you talking? Holding the bag.
Bob Corby and the Musers, man. I mean, there's going to be a five hour gap between the two.
Got to hope you hold some of those listeners. But I was trying to say about, you know, how they're not talking about anything, and that's a lot of the corporate stuff, and they're not going to discuss it. But at the same time, at any point, I mean, honestly, this could happen. And I'm not just, because we've seen it in this market before. Like, a successful station we thought was successful, just out of nowhere, is just playing classic music or something like classic rock or some, you know, old pop hits out of nowhere. And you're like, what's going on this station?
Yeah.
And then it just change overnight. Like, radio station.
Holy shit, the Rockies beat the Astros.
They did.
Any given baseball day.
That's right. Real huge.
One of 162.
Yeah.
I would love to have like a 3-game lead going into the Astros series.
Okay, last thoughts. What do you think of Adam 22 letting that big black guy bang his wife?
All right, I'm out of here.
All right, Jacob. See ya. I guess you don't know who Adam 22 is. Okay.
No, I don't.
You're not with the hip, cool kids?
Do I need to actually look him up?
Adam 22? No jumper? It's really not.
Not a clue.
Not even a clue, man. You're not with all the hip kids.
No, I'm not. It's a pretty. I work out too much now.
Oh man, whoa. yeah, it's the big story going on here. I don't know. I'm gonna give it another. Let's make this one a short one tonight. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to jump in before Jacob rudely interrupted me about batting cages and whatnot.
What batting cages? Are you gonna bring up?
I wasn't going to bring up batting cages. I was going to talk about the why the Freak doesn't seem to be the honor success that everybody thinks it is.
Oh, well, explain that one then.
So while I do think that, you know, I haven't seen the ratings, so I don't know head-to-head how the Freak is doing in afternoon drive time with the ticket. I'm sure the ticket's still probably beating the brakes off of them ratings wise, but
yeah.
Ben and Skin, I don't think have ever been a huge ratings draw ever since they left the ticket. They certainly weren't for the first couple of years that they were with 97.1 the Eagle before the format change. And I don't know if changing over to the Freak is, you know, given them a particular ratings bump or not. And then the morning show is obviously just the morning show. It's Jeff Cavanaugh dragging Julie and Kevin Turner along for the ride.
That's one way to put it.
Well, I mean, listen, KT and Julie are nice people. They just, hosting's just not for them.
It's kind of like, oh man, I'm trying to think. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, bands that have had, like, a quote-unquote, like, super group, and you, like, we've got the bassist from REO Speedwagon and the guitarist from, you know, and you're like, dude, this is
like totally, Power Station.
This is totally going to kick ass. And you're like, oh, y'all are all, like, really dependent on other, on the people that you originally worked with.
Right.
Like, that's what made you pretty good. And I still think Jeff Cavanaugh, I'm not trying to be too biased or anything like that. I still think Jeff Cavanaugh is really good. It's
just
he kind of needs like a, like, I don't know. He's not, I wouldn't want to degrade him as being like a yuck monkey because he's a lot smarter than that. But
I have said in the past that if you paired him up with Jake on a podcast that did breakdowns of Cowboys games every week, then I would sign up for that.
That's a pretty,
because I think that would be a great listen.
That would be a
because
great,
then you would have somebody, you know, it's difficult for him to kind of get in the weeds to talk about like a two technique or a three technique in regards to, you know, defensive linemen or breaking down coverages with Julie and Kevin, because they just don't have the depth of knowledge there to, you know, he'll bounce something off of them and then it just never bounces right back to them, basically.
Yeah. And it's just poor Julie. I mean, she's a really nice,
she is,
she's a really nice,
she's
gal,
just,
it's just, you know, I think it was too much too fast. And you're like, I think she's a really good support item. She's not one
right.
that
she was
can. I know she has a show with.
She was perfect Emily Jones.
Emily Jones. I never listened to it, but I heard it's fairly good.
I think I've listened to maybe one podcast of that, and I just decided it wasn't for me.
I know. I don't think we're the top demo for that podcast.
No.
So
I know there's probably a demo out there and they do really good and I hope wish them well, but
you know, even with KT, I think honestly I kind of thought he worked really well with Ben and Skin, that kind of dynamic to
right.
kind of, hey, stick with that. But then they're like, oh no, we got to get Christina in here. And I know she comes off as she's kind of our punching bag, and I don't mean for that to happen. That's just what happens.
I mean, she can play guitar better than I can, but.
And maybe paint a little bit better than me. I'm not sure.
I can't paint Topo Chico bottles.
Yeah, I can't
I'll just,
do it.
I'll tell
it.
You that right now.
Not great at it, okay?
If I painted them, they wouldn't. That's $1,000, let alone maybe 50.
But I mean, it's evident that the downbeat, I think, is a legitimate. I mean, I can listen to it, and I'm not going, man, I just want to turn this off. I think it's an actual pretty good show.
It is,
and I think if
it's
even if the Freak did not last, I think they should try to do something after this. You know, be it a try it at a podcast or whatever. I just, it's a good show.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, It's a hard thing. I mean, radio is just such a weird business nowadays. I mean,
I think it is. And you know, you mentioned podcast, and that seemed to be the you know, if the memo that was posted on the Ticket Reddit yesterday is true. I can understand why, and I don't know if IJB had any effect on the negotiations, but I could understand why Jake would want to retain ownership over that and retain monetary gains over that as well.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's just, what does it say about this business that in the number one sports radio program in middays and then a number four market decides, you know what? We're good.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that say? That says, I mean,
That's something that would not have happened 10 or 15 years ago.
No. The tides have changed. And I just, honestly, you know, even going to like a Pat McAfee type, you know, business model, I mean, that dude's just an absolute beast, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what he's built is absolutely incredible. It's undeniable.
Or Joe Rogan, which I know a lot of people don't like Joe, but
yeah, I mean, regardless,
he's built that from the ground up.
Yeah, just as I mean, he literally doesn't even comedy anymore. He would used to like, you know, he used to do dates and stuff, and it's like now, why even do that? You know, he doesn't even tour, and if he does, he'll just do like one offs. I mean,
right.
That's usually what comedians make money off of, and he's just like, hey, you know what, I've actually made quite a bit of money, and
then
why do I need to make any more, you know I
mean,
I don't
went
know.
From being a side gig where he had Fleshlight as a sponsor,
yeah,
and was still true. Being the comedian, was still doing UFC, to, you know, now this is his primary moneymaker.
Oh, absolutely. And who would have thunk? You know what's even weird though is like, I would listen to a podcast and he's like, okay, well, now I've got to address this. Where like he feels like he now has to, all right, I've got to talk about the Bud Light Dylan Mulvaney thing right now. And you're like,
jeez.
He didn't really ask for you to talk about it. I mean, I guess go for it if you want to talk about it. But he has to, like, if there's something out there, he has to address this. It's like, I don't know. No one asked you really to, you know, it's all right. We didn't really need that. I don't know. It's just, it's an interesting time. I don't know. It's bonkers. You know,
It really is.
I was even saying, like, the whole thing, like, we had talked about this actually months ago. And again, this was fully conjecture, rumor, innuendo. We had, you know, it was just kind of bullshit, but there was talks. I think it was like, maybe like December, maybe even earlier than that, that the Hang Zone would possibly jump ship to the Freak or just jump ship. You know, that was floated by Richie Witt months ago, and
right.
Kind of like, wow, that's pretty interesting. And then I'd even heard, you know, I was doing other shit. I've been working, and then, you know, we're talking about how basically the Freak had swerved everybody thinking that they were going to announce the fucking Hang Zone, and it ended up being a, you know, Reiner's daughter is pregnant. Like what the fuck? What kind of swerve was that? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. That was the whole thing. There was an announcement that was going on Monday, and everyone's like, oh my gosh. And, you know, Hang Zone hasn't been on air in like 3 weeks. We have no idea what's going on. Really, regardless of the whole thing, they wouldn't, that would have never happened because the non-compete wouldn't even allow that. So it really doesn't truly matter at the end of the day with that. But I don't know. It's just funny how this day completely went out. Like the whole thing with Saquon Barkley tweeting that out, and then them simultaneously retweeting the Saquon Barkley. It is what it is thing. Yeah, I was just like, dude, that's so fucking hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. I mean, just the whole thing. I find it. It's comical. Just because, I don't know. Again, at the end of the day, I don't think Jake and Dan and Jake are just going to stop talking for a living. I mean, they're still going to do it. So if either
they have to, because I mean, Jake's got a young family now that he has to support.
I mean, yeah, he does, obviously. But, you know, his wife makes really good money. I mean, I think he would even admit that. Like she carried him quite a bit, you know, while trying to get a host gig, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, he obviously does. I mean, he's got to try to make money, and I think he it seems like off of IJB he could make quite a bit already off of that. But like if he just like, you know what, I'm just gonna do IJB, and Dan's like, I'm gonna retire. I don't know. I think that would be even funnier. But I don't know. It's just something came around today, and I was just like, you know what? Let's just go for death. Because I had tweeted out yesterday that, oh, yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty much it's sewn in. Like I didn't even go off of any sources. And then, like, I could have been totally wrong, and I'm like, I wouldn't even care. Like, if they would have just come back, I'd be like, I don't care. But it's like, it's one of those, like, if I'm wrong, it doesn't really matter. But if I'm right, it's hilarious, and it's,
right.
Whoa. Did you just say that Dan and Jake are leaving the ticket? That's, wow, that's not, no one's even saying that, you know? But I don't know. I just think it's, this is just the way of the world now. I don't know. Any closing thoughts on Dan and Jake? They did trend on Twitter today, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
For some reason.
But I mean, that's what happens.
Every time I click on it, you're the top one, and I really hate it.
I am?
Yeah, well, I imagine.
Is that because of my my tweet about the ticket should just franchise tag them?
Yes, yes, that was.
It's only got 8 likes. I don't know why it would be trending.
I think it's just because I know you. You're just no other thing than that. But I don't know. But it did seem official, like when D Magazine, and then, you know, what was even funnier is then Dallas Morning News had to cover it. So then on. So the ticket's not talking about it, but if you're on the sports radio app, the fucking article about Dan and Jake resigning is right there as you're listening to the ticket.
Right.
So it's like, oh yeah, we're just not going to discuss this. Gosh, it's so stupid. I think that's why I like podcasting more. It's just, I'm just going to listen to a podcast. I'm going to listen. I listen to, Norm Macdonald book, which was kind of nice because he actually narrates the book. It's not just some, oh, welcome to Audible. It's actually, hey, it's Norm. Like, you're like, hey, dude, you're dead. But he you would think he's doing like a autobiography book, but he completely makes up a bunch of stuff and just telling stories that, you know, are for sure not real about Adam Egget. I don't know if you know who that is, but his little longtime partner, and just a bunch of stories like that. And the whole thing at the end is that he only wrote the book because he has a gambling problem. And this is the only, this is the only reason he's making the book is to pay off gambling debts. And that there's a guy coming to kill him, that if he doesn't write this book, that he'll be killed. So, I don't know. All right. I think we're good and done.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. This is our July podcast. I feel like we needed an emergency one. with what was going on. Any more news, we'll be sure to probably deal with it in August.
Yep. So,
until next time.
Well, I mean, that's probably when you're going to hear something,
exactly.
If anything.
Exactly.
It may not even be until September.
It may not be. Well, it'll be a nice November thing to talk about.
Yep.
Until next time, Brandon, have a good one.
All right.
See you.